are for Egypt, grace for grace. The word of God is the ordained means of receiving all that is ordained for us in Christ Jesus. Join God's servant, Sonny E. Olide, of the Comforter Revival International Mission, as he brings the word for you to receive. Welcome to the Comforter Hour of Receiving.
Thank you for this great opportunity of bringing us together into your presence. Thank you, Lord, for giving us understanding. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Spirit of the living God, we ask you that you will help us. You will expand your word into our spirit man. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for hearing us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's have our seat. We are running out short out of time. And we want to share something briefly with you. Then we trust God that He will keep walking in your life. I say we trust God for you that He will keep walking in your life. If you believe, let me hear your loudest amen. 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4. Verse 1 to 4. First John 4. Verse 1 to 4. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that he shall come. And even now, already he is in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Ye are of God. Is my matter tonight. The proof and the evidence of being of God. The proof and the evidence that someone is truly is of God. The proof and the evidence, the reality that someone truly is of God. It's what I want to share with you within a few minutes, then we'll release it. And if you understand this, you see the hands of your throne. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This passage will say, you are of God. And how do we know that someone is of God? If that is not happening in your life, then tonight, you need to change. Hallelujah. The proof that someone is of God. Every question of your heart, the word of God have the capacity to give you the answer. I am a Christian. I am this. I am this. The proof. You will see the proof tonight. But that today is happening to you or not. Do you understand? Before you can change anybody, change yourself first. When you are changed, then it's easy for others. Am I communicating now? John chapter 8. Verse 43 and 47. John chapter 8. Remember what we are dealing with now. The proof that someone is
of God. Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word. Verse 47. He that is of God, please mark it in your Bible. He, whosoever that is of God, heareth God's word. What is the proof that someone is of God? He heareth God's word. He therefore hear them not, because he are not of God. The word heareth here, just simply means it's in plural. He that is of God hears God's word. I want to talk about the two phases of hearing. The two phases of hearing. Please give our energy of this passage to Living Translation. Because, you know, the greatest deception on earth is for someone to deceive himself. If you deceive another person, it's not a problem. But it will be too bad for someone to keep deceiving he or herself every day. I've learned that city. I made a statement here the other day, and I balance it, and I will repeat it. Do not go to your church, but go to Jesus Christ in your church. Do not go to the mountain, but go to Jesus Christ on the mountain. Because if you go to your church may not deliver what you are looking for. But when you go to Jesus in your church, then Jesus will meet you in your church. Am I communicating to you now? I didn't say don't go to church. Don't misunderstand me. I say, do not go to your church, but go to Jesus Christ in your church. He's the head of the church. He's the only one who can see for you. He's the only one who can give you what you cannot give to yourself. Am I communicating now? Thank you. Anyone who belongs to God listens gladly to the words of God. Friends, may I ask you a question? Do you listen gladly to the word of God? But you don't listen because you don't belong to God. It's a terrible, terrible statement. When I say terrible, it's an awesome statement. That Jesus said that the proof that someone is of God is that he listens. He's always glad to hear what God will say. When he says hears, listens, or hears gladly, means there are two faces. Hearing what God says and understanding what God says. Hearing, you know, is not enough. Excuse me. Let me do a practical now. Do you have a dialect in your place? Do you understand it? So it didn't grow in your place. Okay. So I think I'm getting something now. Which language do you hear in Nigeria? Okay, now, excuse me. Do you hear Igbo at all? God, you come. All of you listen to this, because this will help you. The reason why you see people entering from one piece to another piece today is this issue that God wants to settle in your life. Please give me a microphone. Speak one correct Igbo language to him. Give him mic. You are not speaking to me, just speak to him.
Okay. Yes, amen.
Excuse me, did this brother hear what he said?
Yes.
Did he respond?
No.
Why did he respond? He did not understand. The reason why we are not responding to what God said, it is because we hear God, but we did not understand God. I wish we understand this. Now, if we, can you interpret what you simply said?
Okay. I say, Kek, amen. How are you?
No, just interpret it in English, the language that we...
I say, how are you?
If it's not as simple as that, the word of God is so simple. But because we couldn't understand, we could not respond. And until we respond, miracle will not happen. Thank you, sir. I think that you can sit down. Simply say, how are you? And the man hear it, but he couldn't respond. How many of God's words have you had in your life? You could not respond because you don't understand. Please, I pray for you tonight that the Almighty God Himself will open your eyes of understanding in the name of Jesus Christ. This is the crisis we have all over the world. This is the reason why many of us will live powerlessly, as if Jesus has not done anything for us. Jesus simply said, anyone who belongs to God listens or hears. Can you give all the translations that use the word hears? New King James Version. Are you seeing the challenges now? They are not answering me. You know, I don't like their lingo again to stay here. A time is coming, you only see us here once in a month. How many of you are happy for that? Whether you do or not happy, it's already happening. By next month again, we are going. Eh? You have enjoyed the gospel too much here. Eh? You don't take it serious again. Here, Lord must say, it's an anathema for one person to hear the gospel 10 times, another person is just away. So we take it to where. Can you see what happened to that woman? Have you ever got to the point in life you drink water for 2 days, you couldn't urinate? You know what it means? And the woman said you have to take injection before she urinates. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, may Satan ever attack you and afflict you with problems you'll not be able to come out of. You may not understand. There are lots that God does that all of us were just looking. How did it happen? He said, as I stepped into the place, something left me. Everything that is not of God must leave you now. In the name of the Lord Jesus. What a glorious something. And if everybody see that woman going on the street, they say, big woman. That is dying inside. Whatever makes you to be dying, today, that spirit will leave you. What will make your life to be alive will happen to you tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Whoever is of God hears the words of God. The reason why you do not hear them is that you are not of God. This is a thing that is a striking thing to me. Do you know any area you face difficulty, you cannot come out of it, means you have not understood God in that area. I do know the statement that was in the Bible that make me to be more afraid. I will show you now. It's in Acts chapter 3. Hear me again and again. Do not go to your church, but go to Jesus Christ in your church. That will help you the more. You know the word of God looks stupid to intellectual people. But that's where the whole life lies. Acts chapter 3, verse 22 and 23. For Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren. Like unto me, him shall ye hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. 23. And it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. Do you notice it? It means anyone that hears the word of God without understanding it is on his way to destruction. That will never be your portion. Give us energy. Also release you again. And get prepared for the comforter night of Friday by the grace of God. From verse 22. Moses said, the Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among you, among your own people. Listen carefully to everything he tells you. Then Moses said, anyone who will not listen to that prophet will be completely cut off from God's people. Do you know what baffles me more? Each time I go to the hospital, maybe to pray for someone or to do anything there, when I see people lie down on sick bed, Their names are biblical names. And I ask myself a question. Can Jesus lie down like this here? The answer is no. You know why I'm so concerned about him? Without a good head, nobody can prosper. Have you ever been sick before and they give you the best food you like and you cannot eat? How many of you have been in that situation? Do you like that condition again? You don't like it. And this gives me a lot of issues. They say head is wet. No head, no wet. There was a big man on his dying bed with dollars and pounds. He said, please, can you find someone for me to take away this money so that I can get my head? Before he finished that statement, he gave up. To tell you that something that money cannot buy. Am I communicating? Money can buy you water bed. Money cannot buy you sleep. Money can buy you good food. Money cannot buy you appetite. Listen to the word of God. It's your life. And the word of God is not just a word. It's life. You have come tonight to receive life. Jesus never come to give us ideas. Jesus never come to give us prophecy. Listen to me. Jesus came to give us life. What did he came to give us? Life. You see the word on that came out that day? So you are going to sweat. And you see, any prophecy that did not come with life will bounce back. It does not make sense. Jesus came to do what? To give us life. As you are listening to me now, what are you receiving, please? Life. The life of God. And when the life of God enters into any life, every weakness must disappear. Therefore, I say to you right now, everything that makes you talk to everything that incapacitates your life, even though you are walking, people see you walking, but you know within you that you are not okay. Let those things be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Jesus came and he declared, the thief coming not, but for to see, to kill, and to destroy. But I am come that ye may have life, and that ye may have it more abundantly. It means any day you go to your church, what should you go there to receive? When you open your Bible to read, what are you supposed to receive? When you do your money devotion, what are you coming to receive? When you listen to message, what are you coming to receive? Let the life of the living God enter into your life right now. In the name of Jesus. Life. He did not come to give us sermons. He came to give us life. And not just any other life. He came to give us his own life. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life as an exchange for the sheep. John 10 verse 10 and 11. Now, and Jesus said in John chapter 5 verse 39 and 40 now, is the life of Jesus that performed miracles? Is the life of Jesus that made people to live long life? If you understand this principle, you will praise less. You will pray less, you will praise much. Don't mind my grammar. You will pray less and praise much. Because you will be full of thanksgiving. Then when you are full of thanksgiving, your thanks will be full. Whatever is not sufficient will be more than enough. And that will be your testimony from tonight. Search the scriptures. For in them you think you have eternal life. And they are they which testify of me. And ye will not come to me that ye might have life. It means each time you go to Jesus, when he says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. How did he give us rest? He gave us rest by giving us his life. NLT. Hallelujah. Quickly, thank you. You study scriptures because you think They give you eternal life. But the scripture points to me. Jesus is the image and the likeness of God for man. Not ideas. You see, the scripture points to him. All the word of God center to him. The only subject that God gave us to learn is Christ. Learn of me. Don't learn of me. I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul. I pray for you right now that you are receiving rest. I say you are receiving rest. You are receiving rest in the name of the Lord Jesus. Yes, you refuse to come to me to receive this life. This life is the creative life of God. This life is the there is nothing you are looking for. All what God created, he created them by this life. Do you understand? Life. The life of God. When you see the life of God in the life of any man, the man look ordinary, but he perform extraordinary. The greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Life. Don't forget it. Life. Jesus invited everybody to come to him for what reason? Come and receive life. When you receive his life, the deadness of your sickness and disease will go. When you receive his life, the deadness of your defeat will turn to victory. When you receive the life, the deadness of your confusion will turn to peace. This is the point I'm pointing it to tonight. That the gospel of Christ offers life. Not theories. Not formula for success. But life for success. Life. Say, I'm receiving life now. When our brother read the passage, he said, and the spirit enter into me. What kind of spirit? The spirit of life. And the spirit of his life enter into me. When he speaks, right now, everyone under the sound of my voice, let the spirit of God's life enter into you now. In the name of Jesus. After restoration, the men began their ministry. And he sent angels immediately. Go, tell these people. Stand in the temple and speak to these people all the words of this life. For you to be sick and a pastor tell you to go to the hospital is a taboo. It's an anathema of highest order. He said, go, preach the gospel, heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, cast out devils, freely you have received. He didn't say send them to hospital. But when a man doesn't have life, how can he give life to others? People are just dying mysteriously because they thought that there's. Do you notice one of the testimonies? The woman said, if God did not encounter in that meeting, he's going back to other religion. And as God will have it that day, the word of knowledge came to her. He said, now I know. I will not go back. Do you know why people are just backsliding today and going everywhere? We don't give them life. Friends, I am one of the ones that God sent. I believe it, practically. If any man say he has a encounter with God, I've been there. Do you remember a encounter that I shared with you? I was in one man house for 40 days. On the 39th day without food, I was cut off for 6 hours. And in my returning, he that heareth you, heareth me. He that despises you, despises me. He that despises me, despises him that sent me. From that day, I know that there is something. So if you like believing, is that not my business? And immediately, open vision. Three pamphlets was in my front. One was fresh. One was not fresh, was not dry. The other one was dry.
Whoever that reject what you say, this is how they will die.
Whoever that accept it halfway, this is how their life will be. Whoever that accept it fully. Immediately, I came back. Well, he came to pick me that day. He held my hand there.
Now someone that is about to go. But I came back. He brought me to the house. And I shared the experience with him. And we have been sharing that life.
Anywhere we go. That's why I don't bother about my mocha. Because mocking me is to their own destruction. It doesn't matter. I don't care. Do you understand my point? Because one thing in the world we should share with you what God has told us. We are not just talking. How many of you come here that I tell you every time you come and bring your money? How many of you I come to the house every day to eat food? Is it not freely we have received? Do we not give you freely? So if you like, don't collect it though. Am I communicating now? You know the whole world is hearing what I'm saying. If people preach the gospel for money, I'm not for that. I am called by God, ordained by God, empowered by God to go and give people life. Do you understand my point? So listen to what I say. Listen to it and listen to it. Very, very well. Am I communicating with you? If you want to see the picture, apply. You will see it here. It will show you everything practically. So we are not talking about. Give me that Acts chapter 5, verse 20. That's uncertain reality. You know, sometimes they may think that maybe somebody is just a joker. No, there is no joker among us at all. We are not joking here. We don't joke here. We are not for play. Go, stand and speak in the temple to the people. All the words of this life. Not the words of ideas, but the words of this life. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is life. The life that will make your life will matter is that life. And that's how we distribute every day. And you see the testimony about, you will hear the remaining one in the comforter night. This is God for you. Am I communicating? Ah, listen. Anytime Jesus called you, what is he coming to give you, please? Life. Anytime you open your Bible to read, what are you reading, please? You are receiving life. And when life comes, darkness must leave. When life comes, darkness must leave. When life comes, deadness must leave. Whatever God never created with your life and is troubling your life, by reason of this life you are receiving now, let the life of Jesus make you whole. In the name of Jesus. We were saved to go and give life. Jesus was sent and appointed and ordained and endowed by God to go and give life. And he told his disciples, go, do the same thing. We are not just preachers. We are givers. We are givers. We are givers of life. It's only life of Jesus that can sustain you. Am I coming again? And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld in the name of the... Listen to me. From today, as you open this Bible, you will see Jesus life. Life. You will not come to me that you may have life. And I check my Bible again. Why did they wrote the Bible in the first place? So that we will know that we have life. Your understanding of God is understanding of yourself. If you know you understand how great God is, you will know that how, the same way, the same greatness of God make you his image. 1 John chapter 5, verse 13. The world is God's life and spirit. This thing have I written unto you, that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. Why was the scripture written? That ye may know that you have, you have the nature of God. Anywhere the nature of God is, can there be failure there? Today, mark the end of your failures. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I say today, I mean today, right now, hey, is coming to your failure. That's the gospel. Life. I read my Bible again and again. You see, you have to believe that you have this life. Until you understand this, you go nowhere. Give up our 20. And we know that the Son of God is come. And he has given us an understanding that we may know him that is true. And we are in him that is true. Even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God. And eternal life. We are going to say, witches and wizards there, they are very terrible. I say, not where we are going. They may be terrible to themselves, not to us. When we got there, they bow. Huh? When the higher authority meets lower one, they have no option than to bow. Eternal life supersedes other lives. Am I communicating with you now? If I be failing before, understand eternal life, you will begin to succeed. Do you get the point? How could trouble be troubling someone for over 30 years? And within 5 seconds, the life of the Almighty settle that case. Whatever you are passing through, that you find it difficult to share with others, now let the nature of God, the power of God, the life of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, end it now. In the name of the Lord Jesus. There is no trouble on earth, sir, that eternal life will not meet. You know why? All the miracles that Jesus performed. Jesus said he performed them because the life that God has is the life that he has that makes him to be a miracle worker. John chapter 5 verse 26. When you are bold of this, when you know that you have this life, you operate in authority. You don't shout, no, 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 no. If somebody have money, they say they want to do 9 BG. I say, which 9 BG? 9 BG for madness? Man, only what you listen to, what you obey is command, authority. Go now, you go. That woman, do you know, the woman that gave testimony yesterday, that thing. That day, he entered the pastor's office, where we can't. He said, just sat down like this. Madam, do you believe? He said, yes, I believe. Somebody that is mad, I led her to Christ. She, that's all. When he was giving testimony, as I sat down, he said, as the man held my hand like this, say something, jump out of me. That madness leaped. Whatever causing trouble in your life right now, I command that madness to leave you forever. In the name of Jesus. You were there. We were there together. I only heard her hand. The Holy Ghost said, let her to cry. That was all. And in our testimony, say, we let, is it not? When was that? October? When we went to be that? October. Is it October? Who went with us? Is it October we went? So, it's in August. Up to now, it's this time. And the woman will be stand forever. Because whatever God does shall be. Do we collect money from the woman? Is this testimony given? Is it not more than money? The testimony you are seeing from the crusade now, did it not worth your money? Are you not happy that your money is contributed to it? We are not part of those who collect your money without using it for what we call it for, collect it for. When we say, give us some money to go and do crusade, it's for your own blessing. You see, that's why we show you again. So that you don't say they go for picnic. I don't ask for picnic. you tell me that. John chapter 5 verse 26. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For as the Father has life in himself. Can you see now? It means what you are hearing, what you are receiving now is what Almighty God has. For as the Father had life in himself, so has he given to the Son to have life in himself. When you understand this life, you operate in authority. Verse 27. Hallelujah. And has given him authority to exercise. to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. NLT, as we round up now, something has entered you already. You began from the child that the Spirit entered. That Spirit is the Spirit of life. Do you understand now? Somebody come one day say, sorry, it wasn't in the meeting. I say, I know you are busy. I'm not part of those who beg people, let's go to meeting. Do you understand why I don't beg? I was not called to go and beg. God said, go and preach. Go and preach the life. Whoever that accept the life, whoever that refuse, is on his own. Is that my problem? Do you understand my point now? I don't beg the people, so you come ahead. Do you know why? He didn't say, go and look for people to preach to. He said, I will draw people. So when I see you, I know it's God that draw you. When I didn't see you, I know that you refuse, it's drawing. Hallelujah! Abby, he may say, go there. You tell you, I'm not going. He won't force you. Am I communicating? You are not with me. Hallelujah. The Father has life in himself. And he has granted that. And he has granted that same life-giving power to his Son. Are you part of the Son? Are you his daughter? And he said he has granted unto you that same giving, life-giving power. Now look at it now. And he has given him authority to judge everyone, because he is the Son of Man. Authority comes to you when you understand what God breathed into you from his word. You get the point now. It's God that draw. A time came in the life of Jesus' ministry, people were running away. When the world was talking, he just laughed. No one can come to me except the Father who sent me. Draw him. Yes. Do you understand? That's why I can never have heart attack. If I come here one day, I meet only one person. Honestly, I will preach to that person as if I'm preaching to multitude. When I started ministering in 2004, I will go. My eyes don't see. In the night, I went into our church. Nobody's there. I said, listen to me, everyone. In the name of, I preach to empty. And as I'm preaching, I say, come now, receive Jesus. Come now, come. Only me. Is as if, you don't know I'm calling forth those things which be not as though they were. Today, we are seeing the multitude. So if you don't know the best place to start anything, is when you have nothing. When you have plenty, you may be confused. Yes. But when you don't have anything and you want to start something, you will listen to God very well and be focused. But when you have plenty, some cases you don't listen. The reason why Jonah went to Tarshish is because he had transfer money. If he doesn't have, he will go to Nineveh. Hallelujah. You know when you, sometimes there are things that we have in there. Hallelujah. And it is an encouragement for you. Because in the beginning, God created something with nothing. God himself ever faced difficulty. In the beginning, God, he has nothing. But he brings something out. I see many people today, they say, I can't do anything because I don't have anything. I say, no, you have something. To me, you have life. We have been there. Am I communicating? They say, I don't follow. I say, I don't do follow up. All the souls that were one, we write their name down, we keep the people, they will give them, let them follow. If they love them, it's their problem. I have done my own work, I have left. We have done our own, we have done our own work, we left. If they love their God, we ask them. Am I communicating now? Are you still ready? John chapter 6. Hallelujah. I know some people are getting this life more abundantly tonight. And by the time you go back to your home again to pray for 30 minutes, you get much more. You get much more. This time it will be increasing. Because the part of the jaws is shining brighter and brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. You will never have a better yesterday. in the name of the Lord Jesus. John chapter 6 verse 45. It is written in the prophet, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard and has learned of the Father cometh unto me. Give me 44. He began the program there. No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him. And I will raise him all at the last day. Verse 52. I don't see something else. We came to this man and said, you know they go, you know the beauty people need? One of them said, I should be collecting enough of it so that we have enough money to run around. Run around. I said, I wasn't sent to run around. Jesus said, stay here with me. When I'm endow you, I will send you. Stay with me. He didn't say go about. Do you understand now? That's why you don't see me going up and down. And if I'm coming to your house, you know it's for a reason. All of you know, those who are visiting your house, it's for a reason. Without reason, I won't come. Am I communicating? And tomorrow, if I visit your house today, you don't like it. When anytime I'm coming, lock your door. Say, I'm not at home. Say it. What? And if you shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before. It is the spirit that gives a life. The flesh profited nothing. The life that this word that I speak unto you, they have spirit and they are life. 54 and 5, quickly. But there are some of you that believe not. Maybe he's talking to you right now. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believe not and who should betray him. I know there is no betrayer here now. And he said, therefore, said I unto you, that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father. So pastors, is God that brought people to your church. You know, the Kanshama make a profound statement there. He said, you don't have branch here? Are these kind of people gathered? He said, this must be the hands of God. We say we know. Because before God tell us to go there, he already gathered people. I don't know the glorious story. They say, next time we should come again. They say, we have to visit there. Then next time we are going again. They are not even happy. They are not happy that we are going. Is it because we have not visited your own town? Organize it, we will come. We are going again. And do know the drawing of God. Eh? God does not draw you by force. He always draws you with loving kindness. Say, go there. If I were you, I would have gone there. Simple. It's only Satan say, go, if you don't go, I will kill you. It's Satan that said that. We don't hear. I saw someone else say, God said he should go and pray. If he didn't go to pray, he's going to kill. I think it's my God. God does not by force. Do you understand my point? He will only whisper to you. If we agree, it's for your benefit. If we don't agree, it's for your benefit. Jeremiah chapter 3 as you round up now. Jeremiah 31 verse 3. 31 verse 3. Hallelujah. God. The Lord had appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. When God is drawing you to a place, it's with loving kindness. It's not by force. That's why we don't tell you to pick card. If you come, we mark you. If you don't come, don't come. No. God draw you. May God draw you to where you will receive your rest. In the name of the Lord Jesus. How did he draw people? With what? loving kindness.
You know the by force person.
Anywhere they say, if you don't come, penalty.
I doubt it. God is not doing that. He's not a taskmaster. He's a loving father. He's a loving father. He's a loving, irrespective of your level of things, God still loves you. That is the gospel I know. NLT.
Please don't forget, by next week Sunday, there will be no meeting here. Baba Kumi is coming for a crusade. Huh?
Who will be there?
Huh? After the comfort night, Saturday evening, go there. Sunday evening, go there. Monday evening, go there. Tuesday evening, go there.
Do you understand my point?
If you come here on Sunday evening next week, you will say, Padlock. Go there. Go and listen to. Huh? Long ago, the Lord said to Israel, I have loved you, my people, with an everlasting love, with unfailing love. I have drawn you to myself. Is there anything that is better than that?
Do you see that life now? Don't condemn yourself anymore. Don't let anybody condemn you. Knowing of a truth that God never condemned you.
Yes. But I'm so bad. Yes, you are so bad because you didn't hear life. The life of God says you are good. And you say you are bad. Who speak that to you?
Colossians chapter 3. I think some bombs are still opening again.
You see, if you don't understand this matter, matter no go matter. Colossians 3 verse 12. Hallelujah. You know one thing I've One thing I've enjoyed. Even my enemy normally laugh when I'm talking. They will still laugh. Even if they hate me, they go laugh. What sign is that? I can't hate you. It's only the devil that hates you.
Put on therefore as the elect of God. Who did God call you?
Elect of God. Can you say I am the elect of God? Stay without authority. You know the second one. Holy. Who did God call you? And beloved. What did he call you again?
Why do you say you are bad? God says you are his elect, You are holy. And you are his beloved. Give us chapter 1 verse 22.
Go back home with this one and go and sleep and meditate on it.
Huh?
You will experience it.
In the body of his flesh through death to present you holy. How did God present you? What did God call you?
They are afraid. Because they are bombarding you with not life.
Excuse me. What did God call you? What is the next thing? Unblameable. And unreprovable in his sight.
Every child of God is called holy.
Every child of God is called unblameable. Every child of God is called unreprovable. In the sight of God.
But in the sight of men. They say, don't you know that sister? That's the sight of men. But God, who created you? Let me tell you, no man created you. Don't listen to any man who speak to you who did not speak the word of God to you.
Don't listen to anybody.
He's not listening.
What did God call you, please? What did he call you again? Unblameable. What did he call you again?
How do you receive this life? You speak what God says concerning you.
Huh? You do what? You speak what he says to you.
He says you are his elect. Can you say I am the elect of God? By the sacrifice of Jesus Christ,
I am the elect of God. I am the holy of God.
And I am the beloved of God. I am unblameable. I am unreprovable in the sight of God. Stand to your feet. Hallelujah. You receive the light by speaking exactly what God has spoken concerning you. Do you know how you speak the word of God? Not quietly. You speak the word. You will be bold enough.
Amen. You don't speak it quietly. You know, in those days, when I was still a religious man, I would be reading my Bible. I see some surprising things. I do hell like it. That's what we were taught. Holiness to the Lord. And I realized that nothing is happening. And one day I read my Bible. It said, a man shall be filled. A man shall be satisfied with good by the fruit of his lips. I said, so it means if I read my Bible and shake my head, nothing can happen. I say, it's okay. I say, Lord, how do I speak? He said, don't speak quietly. When I'm reading my Bible, I read it loudly. If you say my Bible reading disturbs you, go to another room. Hebrew chapter 13. You know, I'm so drawn with the Spirit of God. Do you know why? He that God sent speaks the word of God. Are you in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5 and 6? Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be satisfied with that which you have. For God has said, I give me this passage from verse 5. Thank you. God bless you the more. Hi. I want you to go back home with something great. If when you begin to speak the word of God into your life, everything in your life will take shape.
Amen.
Let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as he has. For he, God, has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. For God has said, he will never leave me nor forsake me. So that I may boldly say, hi. How do I want us to say it?
Boldly say.
What's the meaning of boldness?
Open wide.
You speak it loudly. You shout it.
Thank you, Jesus.
So that I may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what the man do unto me. The Lord is my helper. I will not fear what sickness and disease will do unto me. Boldly.
Boldly say. Boldly say.
If I'm reading my Bible, if I'm outside there, you'll be hearing it. I will say it's too much. Go and meet God. Because he said, whatever he said to me, I should boldly say. As I'm speaking boldly, his life is dominating my life.
Yes.
And the life of the devil is living my life.
Yes.
That is the key to receiving. Shaking your head while reading your Bible will not solve the problem. You see, I'm reading in my heart. Yeah. Lift up your hands.
Hallelujah.
Father, we give you praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Are you blessed already?
Yes.
Do you see life now?
Yes.
In your life, Jesus will be alive.
Amen.
In your situation, he will be alive.
Amen.
And whatever makes you not to resemble him,
yes,
whatever makes you not to represent his glory, that power is broken now.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Before the Comforter night, I declare you a testifier.
Amen.
And so shall it be.
Amen.
Come in the name of Jesus.
We trust that you have been blessed by this message.
For more of our messages, visit our website www.thecream.org.ng
or call the following numbers for more inquiries:
081-3553-7845,
080-6061-8421,
070-6227-0070,
081-3291-4775. Jesus is Lord.